Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is Monday morning, June 1st. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. And here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak, we're at 72 degrees and winds are calm. I'm going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit about an event that's been going on for quite a while in the Montgomery County and the Stanton community. We have with us this morning Gerald Palmquist, the commander of the American Legion. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Pretty full. But
yeah.
And some nice rain.
Busy. Got some rain. You bet. Have the mower ready to go.
Absolutely.
Emily Martin with us, the vice commanders. How was your weekend, Emily?
It was very productive.
Very productive.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm not that good.
Wow. So tell me what was very productive?
We installed a rain barrel at my house for my garden, and I'm
just
excited,
in time.
Very excited.
Just
about
in
that,
time.
Yes.
So yeah. Did you check it this morning?
I did. I went out and shook and make sure that the gutter was lined up. It works.
Yeah, cool.
We're not contractors. We won't be doing anything much bigger than that, but we got it to work.
Well, there you go. That's awesome. How's the garden looking too, by the way?
It's looking really good. I gotta get in there and get some more weeds out, but other than that, it's
never
really
ending.
Good.
That is never ending.
Correct.
With the garden, so
the rain is a blessing and a curse because
yes,
the weeds grow way faster than everything else.
It's amazing how that happens, for sure. Okay, American Legion Baseball Day. This started in 1939.
Yes,
that's pretty remarkable that it's still going today, is it not?
We're very fortunate, and it's like any other small town has whatever activity you got, your community that supports it. It's where it all comes from.
Absolutely. If you would, walk me through the day of. We're going to start and end with the schedule of events. So, Emily or Gerald, the day of, it's going to be Saturday, June 13th. Day of events or what, Emily?
It is a very early morning because we start with T-ball at 7:30 in the morning. I remember the years when my kids played T-ball, and I hated those 7:30 games. That's really early to get your kids up and going and functioning. But it's fun. The kids are excited to be there, and it kicks it off with a lot of excitement, and the kids really bring a lot of joy to the field. So yeah, it starts the day off on the right note. And then we go through the day just gradually going up in ages. We start with the T-ball, then we have 8 and under, the 14 and under, the 12 and under, then 10 and under is actually playing the Red Oak team. Mm-hmm. So that is at 12:15. So if you have a 10 under, a 10U Red Oak player, that's a 12:15 game. And then we go at 1:30, fourth, fifth grade softball. And then we have at 3:30, the sixth and seventh grade softball playing Fremont Mills. And then at 5:30, we start the high school games. And they will also be playing Red Oak. We'll do softball first, followed by baseball.
A full day.
A full day.
Start early, goes late.
Yes.
It goes very, very late, yes.
You have raffle that's going on throughout the course of the day, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
And then you have concessions available start to finish.
Full concession.
Now, I want to dive into this a little bit. This is not your typical. I mean, it is. You have all the typical things that you would think of for a baseball concession
stand.
Burgers
and dogs, but
all the, you know, essential. But
and Gerald is our grill master.
Yeah.
Oh.
So all that whole long day, he's
kind
of in front of the grill.
I've passed that on. I've had a couple people kind of help.
Are you recruiting some
for
that?
Yeah, my brother Mike Pastore helps with that. Him and Randy Llewellyn
kind of
taking that over. I just kind of fit in wherever I can.
He manages.
Yeah.
He's managing.
I make sure they have
something
to throw on the grill.
That's right.
Pretty much,
that's
yeah.
Right. He commands. That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So, but some of the specialty items that one may find at this is, tell me what they are.
We'll have breakfast burritos in the morning. So that's kind of been a new addition the last couple of years.
Well, if you're getting there at 7:30.
Well, yeah. And we have donuts, of course, for those who need their sugar in the morning. Yeah. And we'll always have coffee. That'll be there all day long. It is not a Stanton event
right,
unless there is coffee.
There will always be coffee for sure. So.
Yes. But some of the other things that make our concession stand unique, we do root beer floats.
Mm-hmm.
We also do pie. And we sell pie by the slice, and that's
amazing.
With
ice cream, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you want.
Ice cream is an option. And then we, because, again, it's Stanton, we sell ham on rye in terms of sandwiches, and then we have, until we're sold out, we will have extra loaves of Swedish rye bread available as well.
Of course you will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, that's reason enough right there, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Homemade. From scratch.
Of course.
I'm not making it, so don't look at me like that.
Neither am I.
It's not me.
But what a fun day.
It's an amazing day.
It really is.
So I want to go back to a little bit So, Emily, you have put together some information on this, a little bit of the history of this. Can you tell me either, and by the way, Gerald Palmquist and Emily Martin with me from the Stanton American Legion talking about Baseball Day that will be held on June 13th is when Baseball Day is. A little bit of the history of this, either Gerald or Emily.
I'll start a little bit and I'll let you finish. 1939, the Legion decided they wanted to have a day dedicated to just baseball for all ages. And it just has evolved into this. It was the 100th anniversary of actual baseball as well. And it just, it has evolved through our community support. And it's just, it's unbelievable how we're still able to do it. But it, like I've said already, it's through our community support.
What's the original? It was presented by the Double Dozen.
So that was just a group of businessmen and veterans that got together and decided they were going to do this. Double Dozen's still going. It's still an organization in Stanton.
Okay.
Again, it's a group of businessmen.
Okay.
And they do scholarships. And anyway, you'll have to get somebody else in here to talk about Double Dozen. That's as far as I know about that. But they kind of spearheaded the start, and they continued it through the first couple years of World War II. And then once they did it in 40 and 41, and then in 1942, the effects of the war were really starting to hit in Stanton. Mm-hmm. So they kind of took a hiatus until 1947 when they picked it up again. And this time, rather than the Double Dozen leading it, it was the American Legion. Before it was a partnership, and then in 1947, the Legion took it over.
Okay. And it's been going ever since. Did it take a pause in COVID?
No,
we were fortunate. The year of COVID, it had backed off enough where we were able. I can't remember. I think that year we had a rain delay, so we didn't do a full baseball day that year. It got canceled twice.
We did
a high school concession. There again, the community said, "Hey, you guys missed out on your baseball day. We tried to reschedule it," and that's what I remember about 20. It happened one other time as well.
You've through the years. You have had a number of major league players attend baseball day, it looks to me like.
Yes, we have. You remember. Well,
I remember Bobby Richardson when I was 10 years old. That would have been 77. I'll date myself. 59. Yeah. I remember him being there very, very vividly. That was fun.
How cool is that?
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, some of the other players that were there were from the 40s and the 50s. So nobody that I – and I'm not a big baseball fan to begin with.
Mr. Feller.
Yes. Bobby
that
Feller
was the one I remember.
From 1961, he was there.
I don't remember. I just remember reading about it.
He was a pitcher for the Cleveland Indians. But one thing I think is really cool is that in 1954, the Kansas City Monarchs, which is the Negro League team out of Kansas City, obviously, came up and played the Stanton Town team. And I think that's amazing to me.
Yeah. It's baseball's, and Stanton has a tradition that goes back, well,
they do
a long, long time with baseball and town teams.
Right.
And, every
current A's used to come up once in a while for that as well. They have a lot of memories up there as well.
Yeah. I mean, when you have talked to someone who remembers those town teams and talks about those town teams, it's kind of cool.
It is.
Some of the rivalries, some of the things that took place in those games. I mean, it's a pretty neat thing. So.
It is.
And I think there's something about that tradition that stretches all the way back to 1939, and it's still going today. That doesn't happen very often.
Baseball is America's favorite pastime.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Except when my Razorbacks got blown out by Kansas yesterday. So I was a little grumpy about that, but hey, I'm past it this morning. So.
Right.
But are you?
Yeah.
Still bring it up, I guess. So, but it is a good event. I mean, go. Bring your lawn chairs. There's
plenty of seating. So people bring the lawn chairs, sit on a blanket. There's plenty of places to view.
And it's a one time admission. You pay to get in.
Okay.
It's $5, and you literally can stay all day and watch baseball
for $5.
For $5.
And you can buy Swedish rye bread. Mm-hmm. You can buy pie and ice cream. And of course, all your traditional items. Coffee,
right.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Breakfast burritos. What time will the breakfast burritos, will you have the concessions?
They'll be available right away.
Right away. We'll probably open concessions around 7 as people start arriving.
How many people does it take to run this? Do you have a lot of volunteers?
All of them.
Yeah. All we can get.
Are you looking for more volunteers? Or
always.
If someone would show up, you
what
can
you
put
doing
them to work.
About noon, maybe.
we need to talk about that, Gerald. We need to talk about that. So. You're looking for, I mean, but you could take volunteers.
We do. We kind of have our guys lined up ahead of time. Hank Lattice, our adjutant, kind of tentatively lines up people ahead of time, but most people end up staying a little bit longer. Go watch your grandkids or kids play.
Yeah.
And then come back, you know.
And the hard thing is the members of the Legion are getting older. So working 14 hours in a concession stand is not exactly feasible.
Right.
For anybody, let alone people who are in their 70s and 80s. So we try and put, because all of our Legion members want to help, but we try and put them where they're able to be comfortable and still provide a lot of support. So we've got people working in shifts at the gate.
Yeah. And we have a few members of the community, too, that come in, help the concession, give us a break.
Sure.
Just want to
hang out and help.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
I mean,
it is.
You put like a 14-hour day in.
Right.
It turns into a lot of work.
And we start setting up the night before. And then, of course, there's a teardown at the end. So
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that happens before and after.
Do all the games take place at Anderson Park?
Yes.
Okay. So you can go purchase your ticket. You purchase the day of. You don't. There's really no pre-purchase or anything like that.
No,
it doesn't matter.
It's not necessary. We're not going to sell out.
Yeah.
There's always going to be room at the baseball
day. And I think
day.
It's what the age group is on down. It's free, right? I
remember what it is.
10 and under.
10 and under
is free.
10 and under is free. Yep.
Now, what the raffle drawings, are you looking for stuff for raffle drawings? Or tell me about
we'll
that.
We'll always take donations.
Okay. Reach out. Tell me about the American Legion, by the way. Membership, you're looking for members. Tell me a big picture of the American Legion and Stan. Talk to me about that.
We've developed it. We have a few younger, newer members that have come in. Been very fortunate. By the way, it was founded in 1919.
Yep.
Is when the American Legion was founded.
Wow.
So that's been
after World War One.
Yeah. After World War One and
yeah.
20 years prior to the first baseball day.
Right.
So there you go.
Right. So but we get a few. We get a few. New. We have usually most of our meetings, we probably have an average of dozen to 15 on a regular meeting, you know.
Yeah.
And we get other members that you may not see a whole lot through the year, but they come show for baseball day. But yeah, we have people that stop
and we
in
only
and
meet once a month. So we do all these amazing things in the community, and we meet once a month, and the meetings generally last because we have a stellar commander. Generally last less than an hour.
Get it in and get it out, right?
I got $5 here for you.
One of the best parts of the meetings for me is just socializing afterwards.
Absolutely.
Hanging out and fellowshipping with other veterans and getting to know each other. And it's been really great. When I first joined the Legion, I don't think they knew what to do with me. And it was a little awkward and weird.
She found her place. She found her place. She's a very good organization.
She,
and
yes.
Yeah, she does very well.
But these guys have become a second family, and they're amazing. And I would encourage any veteran to join, not just, I mean, our Legion, of course, we'd love to have you, but join a veterans organization so you can find your brotherhood, because you're going to need them. It's not just part of being active duty military, but you need your supporters throughout the years.
You
and
bet.
That you're going to find that in a veterans organization.
The older I get, the more important that becomes to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we do have a brother and a sisterhood.
I do hope those organizations continue, because it seems like this gets more and more difficult as the years goes on to keep those organizations viable. So that's cool. What else do we need to talk
well,
about?
Well, I was going to mention the American Legion was very responsible for helping chartering with Congress for Veterans Affairs.
Okay.
They're kind of responsible for getting that.
Which
you know,
is huge.
It is huge.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And along with the American Legion, one of our main focuses is supporting our youth and our communities, whether it be through baseball or, you know, we do scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
We do scholarships. We do the flag essays. We support Boy State, which is a civic.
Boy State's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a civic camp that happens in June.
Mm-hmm.
So we send people to that. We do the Easter egg hunt. We do...
Our Legion Santa.
Yeah, Legion Santa. That was the
We've
big one.
We've been doing
that
since 1947.
Really?
Our Legion Santa. Yeah.
Have you really? 1947.
The guys decided after the war, you know, the war was soon over, you know, had been over for a short length of time, and they decided they wanted to do something for the community. And we always did that through second grade. Anybody can come...
Yeah.
You just go to people's homes. COVID came. We did a drive-through at the Ole. And then since then, the community said, hey, we'll decorate. You can come down here, set up down here. So that's what we've been doing. Just another example, the community's opened their arms to us.
But every child that comes to visit Santa, who is a special friend of the Legion's, by the way, he does... the week before Christmas. Who has time for that? But he makes an exception with us.
Santa does. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a busy time of the year for him.
And every child that comes to see Santa from second grade and under leave with a gift. Or actually usually two gifts
sometimes,
and a bag of fruit and candy.
Yeah,
well, that's cool.
And the parents can hang out, and there's hot chocolate and coffee and things like that.
It's at the Oli.
It's at the Oli. It's turned into a huge social event. It's usually the Saturday before Christmas.
And that whole Christmas drive-through thing at the Oli is pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
With all the trees. That's neat.
That started with COVID.
Yeah. Oh, did it really?
Because we needed a place to have Santa. So we did a drive-through Santa visit. They could stay in their vehicles and drive through and wave to Santa.
It has really
get their gifts.
Yeah. But it has grown, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. So the money from this will go back into this kind of the things we've just talked about, right?
Absolutely.
The proceeds raised will go to
scholarships
and
Boy State
gifts, Boy State,
Boys
all
and
of these
Girl
things
State.
That we're talking about. This is kind
it
of
all stays home.
Yeah. Goes right back into the community here.
Correct.
So
yep.
That's awesome. Do with this morning, Gerald Palmquist, Commander, and Emily Martin, Vice Commander for American Legion. What else do we need to be aware of? It's June 13th. Mark that on your calendar. You could pick out. You don't have to go for the whole thing.
You don't.
You can show up at noon. You can show up.
Go take a break.
Yeah. But it's only $5.
Only $5.
You can go all day.
We will mark your hand so you don't have to repay if you want to leave, go home and cool off, come back.
Yes. You can buy raffle tickets. You'll do that the day of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Concessions will be available all day. If you get there early, you can get rye bread.
Yep.
They usually get one raffle ticket with their ticket because we give away 520s.
Yeah.
Give away $200, 520s and 250s.
Okay.
That's part of the raffle. Then we might have some other odds and end gifts that we accumulate.
Yes.
Anything else, Emily, we need to touch on?
I was, and now the thought is completely gone. He started talking about raffle prizes, and it's completely gone.
It'll come to you.
Maybe.
So, Gerald, anything else from your perspective that we need to...
I can't thank you, man. I sure appreciate your time.
I think events like this are just cool.
It's a blast. It really is.
You look at the tradition back through the years, what it has done and what it has meant for the community. I mean, it's neat to see those things continue.
Absolutely.
So.
I know what I was going to say.
Let's hear it.
New this year.
Yes.
We have Venmo available.
Oh,
so for people who don't want to carry around cash and have it get all soggy in their sweaty pockets, we do have Venmo available at the gate and at concessions.
Yes.
I will add to Jenna Hart-Ramsey has been very good with helping with us getting the word out, her advertising.
Uh-huh.
Justin Miller with the Viking Center there, Stanton Friends. You know, just one of the biggest jobs when I first came to the Legion is like, oh, my God, scheduling the games. Where Justin, I said, here's some baseball days. Please help. And he just next thing you know, he's got a schedule. And that's a huge deal. Huge help for us.
It is a huge help.
It kind of takes everybody pulling together.
It really does.
You know, you show up in an event like this and you just enjoy.
Right.
But if you're planning an event like this, you realize that all of those little things took effort and thought.
It's almost relief when the day shows up. And first of all, you hope and pray for a nice sunny day, of course. You know.
I was going to ask about that.
That day shows up, it's like, man, are we everything lined up? All I got to do is just make it happen. So.
Yeah.
We have,
but it takes a lot
before.
Of work to get to that point,
does.
Though, Gerald.
It
like
really
said,
does.
Organize the teams,
yep.
All the concessions, all the
Absolutely.
Raffle, all that stuff. It takes effort to do that. So,
yep.
Every player who plays on the field that day,
oh yes, thank you,
will receive a free snow cone.
Oh,
yes, that's. It doesn't matter which team. It doesn't have to be just the Stanton team. All We've players get a free snow cone.
We've got this really cool old ice machine. It's unbelievable.
It's
been around for decades and decades.
1939?
Could be.
Stainless steel. That thing is heavy.
That thing's heavy. It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Very cool.
All kinds of flavors. We'll hook you up. We might even mix them for you.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yes.
So all players that play, if they want one,
yep.
can have a free ice
even
cream.
Even the coaches. We mean
wow.
Flores yeah. for them.
Look
so,
at
yeah.
that.
And then, of course, they're available for the people who aren't playing and who want a snow
Yeah,
cream.
They're like 50 cents.
Yeah, they're 50 cents.
So... In the case of inclement weather, you'll make that determination.
We have rescheduled before. We've been so fortunate over the years. We haven't had to do that maybe twice since I've been there.
Yeah.
And like say, the community said, "Hey, you do a concession for a high school game," and yeah, it stinks. We don't get to see the little kids because that's
kind
of the best part of it. But yeah, we hope and pray we don't have to do that.
We'll just hope for nice weather.
Right.
June 13th, it'll be nice and sunny. That's coming right up here.
It'll be a
couple weeks.
Early,
you'll be your
weeks.
So.
Another thing we have this year. We have Baseball Day t-shirts.
Oh.
And so we did take orders.
Is that closed yet? Because I saw those.
Yeah, it is closed, but like any good organizer, we ordered extras.
We ordered extra. A good organizer. I'm playing
at
Emily.
You let us know off air. You let us know the size you want. We'll reserve you an extra.
Okay. All right. I really want one of those. That's a nice looking shirt.
Yeah, they're we'll neat. Have some extras there.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, if we sit here and talk long enough, Emily, we just kind of keep getting these little things.
This
right?
is why I bring notes.
That's right.
All right. Bottom line, go and enjoy.
Come have fun.
Even yes. if it's in the morning or in the afternoon or whatever the case may be.
Yep. Absolutely.
So go and enjoy. Anything else?
I actually think that's it.
That's
I
it.
I think so. Thanks so much, Millie, for having us.
I thoroughly enjoyed, again, Gerald Palmquist with us, the commander, and Emily Martin, the vice commander. So it's a great thing that you do. It's very cool to see those traditions continue. So I know the weather's going to be great, and it'll be a lot of fun. Nice
Absolutely.
To see you.
Thank you
Thanks
so
a
much.
Million.
Enjoy the sunshine today. Nice to see you both. Make it a good one.
Let's see what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country. This report brought to you by John's Heating and AC Services, providing